A big surprise from Blackpink. Megan tears up talking about Traumazine. Drake beats an insane Beatles record. Zayn Malik's return to One Direction. And someone beats out Beyonce to get back on top of the charts. I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News. It's Tuesday, August 16th, and here are the top stories of the day. Hold on to your seats, Blinks. Your favorite girls, well, our favorite girls, just released a teaser for their official return to music.
I bring the pain like...
Yes, Pink Venom drops Friday, and YG says they've spent more on this music video than any other before. And you'll get to see Jennie, Jisoo, Lisa, and Rosé perform their comeback track live at the MTV VMAs on August 28th.
I don't write songs about how I feel. I write songs about how I want to feel.
Megan Thee Stallion's new album, Traumazine, is her most personal yet. Two-time Hot 100 chart topper opened up to Apple Music about how this album feels different.
Some of the songs on Traumazine are definitely me, like, venting. Like, I feel like the album is more for me than it is for everybody else.
Me, 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 me. Tell your friends this, her, her, her.
Traumazine features other artists like Latto, Jhené Aiko, and Dua Lipa. Three tracks have broken into the Hot 100, including Pressurelicious, which has the feature that everyone is talking about.
Pressure, she good for the image. I put her in vintage. I'ma take care of business. Drop a bag, hit different.
Meg said she wanted Future on the track, and when he asked for a quarter mil for a verse, she sent her team to the bank despite their reluctance. But Future isn't the only rapper asking for that much for a verse.
So if somebody gives you $250,000, that means that you'll
you
jump
get about 16 bars.
Snoop Dogg told the Full Send podcast his going rate, and you can get him in your video too.
And when it's time to do the video, I need to get another $250 a body.
All right, big money.
And you only got an hour, so get to filming.
Guess Benny Blanco broke the bank on bad decisions with BTS and Snoop.
Everybody see me looking fly, and I think I know the reason why.
DJ Khaled!
I'm staying alive, we're staying alive, we're staying alive, we're staying alive.
Every new Drake release brings its share of Billboard chart history. And his new collaboration, Staying Alive with DJ Khaled and Lil Baby, is no different. He secures the honor of the artist with the most top five hits in the Hot 100 history, with 30, as the new track debuts at number 5 on the latest August 20th dated chart.
I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive.
Drake passes the Beatles, who have 29, for sole ownership of the record over the list 60 four-year history. The Beatles solely held the top five mark for 55 years, having last reached the region in 1970 with The Long and Winding Road, For You Blue.
The long and winding road.
Congrats to the GOAT.
Everything that you ever dreamed of.
Yes, Zayn, this is everything I ever dreamed of.
Even when the night changes, it will never change.
Zayn Malik got a little nostalgic, posting a 30-second clip of himself singing One Direction's 2014 single, Night Changes.
Disappearing when you wake up.
Malik mostly avoids talking about his days in 1D, but this is the second time in 3 months he's revisited the band's catalog. Back in June, he posted a video of himself hitting the high notes from You and I.
'Cause you and I
sounds great in both clips. Could there be a 1D reunion coming? They can take my money. We may never know. Bad Bunny takes back the number one spot on the Billboard 200 that he loaned to Beyonce last week as her reign continues on the Billboard Hot 100. Bad Bunny's Un Verano Sin Ti bounces back to number one on the Billboard 200 chart dated August 20th for an 8th non-consecutive week. The album rises from number 2 with 108,800 equivalent album units earned in the US in the week ending August 11th, according to Luminate. Two albums debuted in the top 10 this week as well, with Youngboy Never Broke Again's The Last Limetto landing at an impressive number 2, making this the rapper's 10th top 10 charting effort. And Eminem's second greatest hits compilation, Curtain Call 2, debuted at number 6.
You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul.
Over on the Billboard Hot 100, Beyoncé's Break My Soul holds on to its number one position for a second week in a row. Also on the chart, Two team-ups by three stars each debuted in the top 10. DJ Khaled's Staying Alive featuring Drake and Lil Baby at number 5.
I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive.
And Benny Blanco, BTS and Snoop Dogg's Bad Decisions at number 10.
Let's make some bad decisions.
That's it for today. If you want the latest from Billboard News, don't forget to subscribe. I'm Tetris Kelly. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you again tomorrow.